Hunting the Wild Pineapple and Other Related Stories. Written by Thea Astley and read by James Wright. Let me draw you a little map. Take a patch of coastline and its hinterland. Put it just north of 20 and 146 east. Make it hot and wet, and sprinkle it with people who feel they've been forgotten by the rest of the country and don't really care. Where there aren't hills and unswimmable water, plant cane. There's this largish place called Reef Town on the coast. And in the purple hills behind, there are smaller towns that grow tobacco and maize and stories that ripen and wither and repeat themselves as cautions against being human. Human. Ah, there's the rub. It's not the dreaming that matters, as the poet man insisted. He couldn't have been more wrong. It's the reality that rubs. And rubs. And rubs. Everything is very green here. Very blue and very green. And the depth of its coloration whacks out this response. Not only from me, but from the rest of us, who, having chosen, ripen and wither and repeat ourselves in stories, which are relived by others. Over. Over. Maybe it's only a second-rate Eden, with its rainforest and waterfalls, its mountain-climbing burrower of a railway and sea-bitten rind of coast. A kind of limbo for those who've lost direction and have pitched a last-stand tent. Take me. Let me draw you a little map. Take a failure male of middling years who's already punctured several shiny bubbles. The soap doesn't really hurt the eyes one little bit after all this time. Give him thinning blonde hair, cut traditional, a still bitter schoolboy face, and, gently if you can, remove a leg. There. Easy, wasn't it? This hurt hurts you more than it hurts me. If I say I've learnt to live with it, there'd be something very wrong with my emotional syntax. But you take my meaning. It was a long time ago now, and all those parental plans and daydreams, which I, in my orthodox adolescent fever, had intended to shatter, were disrupted without my raising a finger. And perhaps for me that was the worst shock of all, the discovery that my rebellion was defused, rendered impotent, before it had truly begun.